It's Saturday, the 27th of June, 2015. I'm Ruth, also known as R2UK, and this is my audio blog. Throughout the month of June, I'm joining in with the Audiomo Challenge and talking about the stories behind the photos that I share every day. So, this morning, I had a bit of a surprise. I woke up. In fact, I was woken up by my 7-year-old daughter standing next to me in the bed saying, "Mummy, I made myself porridge." Now, my daughter is not the most self-sufficient of kids. She usually gets up in the morning and she can grab herself some bread or a pan of chocolate, or at a push she'll make herself a bowl of cereal. So she's getting to the stage where she will get up and make her own breakfast. But I have never, ever known her to make porridge. So I was slightly puzzled. I thought, okay, I'll roll with this then. But she was very, very proud of herself. And she had obviously just fancied porridge this morning. And she'd gone in the cupboard with all the cereals in and she'd found my box of Ready Breck. And she had made herself Ready Breck. She said, "I didn't make it quite right the first time, Mummy, because I made it with water instead of milk, and that was a bit horrible." So I threw that one in the bin, Mummy, but I did it again. I did it with milk and it was fine. So that's, I think, the first time I've been aware of her making herself breakfast and doing something which involves the microwave, because, of course, for porridge you have to heat it up. Which I was a little unsure about, but she, she said, "Oh, I found the instructions on the side of the box," and of course she's a good reader, so she could read the instructions, and that's how she realised that she'd done it wrong with the water, was that she'd read the side of the box, presumably trying to find out how long to put it in the microwave for. So, my photo today is of the mostly consumed bowl of porridge. The jug, which I'm not quite sure what she was doing. Well, presumably she was measuring the milk in the jug, I guess. And the box of porridge left on the table for me to see when I got up. And a slightly proud girl who's taken another step on the road towards self-sufficiency. Bless her. So there we go. So that was that's my photo for today. Thank you for listening. Very much. Oh, goodness me. I don't know what I'm saying. It's quite late at night and I'm just on my way to bed, so I'm probably not making an awful lot of sense. But thank you very much for listening to me anyway. And I will speak to you again soon. Bye for now.